on the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. On the news line with us now, Samantha Pearson, Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation Elm Street Manager, Walk It, Bike It Coordinator, and one of the driving forces behind Radio Free Lewisburg, which is a new podcast that is, I guess we're well over half a dozen episodes at this point, but every couple of weeks looking at some of the critical issues and opportunities and goings on in and around Lewisburg, and they generally relate to the important topics that are being discussed globally. So, how's that for an introduction? Thank you so much for calling in, Samantha. Good morning.
Good to be here, Mark. I have to apologize for technical difficulties at my end.
Okay. Well, we're glad we got you on board now, so that's a good sign. Lewisburg has an outdoor seating scheme that relates to living in the green. Please tell us about that.
Yeah, we're working on rolling out an open air initiative that will allow for people to enjoy downtown while incorporating all of the public health guidelines, meaning masks and distancing and, of course, hygiene. So it's something that, you know, we've really had in the works for a while. We've known that we're moving towards green, and we've known also that we need to be creative. We need to have, new solutions, and so we've been working internally. We have the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. I'm actually talking today wearing my hat as a Lewisburg Downtown Partnership Design Committee member, and we're working with the borough and, of course, Lewisburg neighborhoods to try to bring about a solution that will help people, even in green, enjoy and take advantage of downtown, help our economy, make our jumpstart our economy again, and still keep those public health measures in place.
All right, well, the key being help the economy. The goal is to make sure that the restaurants that serve downtown have an opportunity to continue to thrive and to enjoy this opportunity that exists, that there's a lot of pent-up demand and there's people who want to eat from these downtown places. So some quick highlights of the outdoor seating plan. We're going to get Kim Wheeler from Lewisburg's borough, the grants manager and project coordinator, on the news line next week. So we'll talk to her about some of this. But give us a glimpse of this outdoor seating plan.
What has been proposed is there's a combination of seating at new tables. So people will notice, of course, that there's always been some tables along Market Street. But the borough has limited control along Market itself. There is a fair amount of traffic there. And, we're really looking to try to supplement or augment, what is severely restricted space for restaurants. They're now in green allowed to do just 50% capacity inside, 50% of their occupancy indoors. So, and not everyone has space to serve outdoors. So we're proposing, what we're doing is a piece of South 6th Street from Market Street down to White Pine Alley and a part of North 3rd Street. So just the parking stalls on the west side of North 3rd Street would be closed as an interim measure in order to provide for some outdoor seating. There'll be public tables in those areas that anyone can, get takeout from somewhere in town and go to use. We're also going to be assisting with social distancing in public spaces in the borough. So that means we'll be putting some park picnic circles in Hufnagel Park and looking at marking the amphitheater to help people, give people cues for social distancing there. All of this is just an interim. This is a first phase of seeing how this works. A key thing that people may have heard in the paper as well is that this is also tied to an open container ordinance temporary change. So we are setting up seating that anyone can use and also making it possible for those establishments that do have a liquor license to sell to people that they can sell drinks that they can take with them to have with their meals as they sit at this seating. So that is a change that we are following the cue of the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board on, because the PLCB, as part of its response, the state response to the pandemic, has adjusted rules for those establishments that do have liquor licenses across the state and made it easier for them to do table service immediately surrounding their establishments. But the open container, our open container response is also making it possible for those drinks to then also get taken to either of these sites, either the South 6th Street between Market and White Pine area, or North 3rd on the west side of the street.
And restaurants are interested in complying with these rules. Of course, there's a requirement that they do so, particularly those that you mentioned that would have a PLCB license. They have greater incentives to make sure that they're in compliance. But it is possible for restaurants to stay in compliance with all of this. It is possible for the residents to stay in compliance with all of this and to have an enjoyable time and to make sure that they're doing their part, supporting the local economy and trying to really make the best of a new normal.
Yeah, and we all want to think that this is sort of a temporary normal and we get through this. You know, this is not like we are saying, hoorah, this is the way it's going to be. This is, us working to figure out a challenging situation. We also, it is very focused on both restaurants, eateries in general, and also those with liquor licenses. But this is, it's part of helping all of downtown. And when I say that, I mean all of the businesses, just having it more viable for people to come, not just snag their food at curbside pickup and, race home with it, but to come, pick up some food, have their meal in the, at one of the seating areas, stop at some of the other, establishments, buy some goods, go to the art gallery, just different things that they can do and enjoy in downtown, and try to operate to the extent possible we can and to the safest extent possible we can right now.
And is there anything coming up in the downtown? You might not be precisely the exact person that's doing all the scheduling of them and the clearances and so on, but there's no events, no outdoor concerts, no large Hoofnagle gatherings, at least scheduled at this time. But is there anything that is being promoted in the downtown, talked about to make sure that, there are some things on the schedule?
Yeah, this is part of getting set up for that. And then we're talking about things like, Fun Fridays, and we're talking about, different sort of Saturday strolls, things that would, on the one hand, we want people to come, probably not sort of a concentrated event because you don't want as many people all there at once. If it's sort of extended over several hours, we're talking to the Arts Council, probably the things like the Stroll Through the Arts, similar to the Sidewalk Chalk Festival, are being spread out over more time, for right now. So Sidewalk Chalk Festival, people are being encouraged to do that wherever they are and throughout the entire month of July, for example. Stroll Through the Arts, we're looking at, instead of a Friday night, doing that as a Saturday. It might also be Friday night, I'm not sure yet. But, just adding more hours. So if we get the same number of people but spread out over more hours, it's still convivial. It's still, a really fun time. People can see the things they want to see, buy the things they want to buy, enjoy downtown. But, they will also be able to, keep their distance reasonably.
All right. And you have an open mic as the Elm Street manager. Please tell us, or Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation, tell us what else we need to know about the downtown. What else would you like to tell us?
We want people to know that downtown is open for business, and we want to see people wearing masks and keeping their distance to keep our businesses open. People have this bizarre idea that green means everything is over, and we really need everyone's help right now. We need people to be doing these public mitigation measures. The masks help our businesses. They help our economy. And it's not a sign of weakness to wear a mask. It's a sign of caring. So we know that we're a community that cares, that supports each other, and we really need people to do that. People are confused. They're like, well, I'm going to be eating. I can't wear a mask while I'm eating. And obviously that's true, but you need to have the mask with you so that you're wearing it before you eat, then you take it off while you eat, and you put it back on after you eat. The whole thing is about reducing risk and reducing opportunities for transmission. So you don't just throw caution to the wind and be like, it's not an issue for me. It's an issue for our community. So We're really encouraging people to get in that habit, have the mask with them, think about it as a way of caring for your neighbor.
All right, we'll give you the last word. Anything to add, maybe some contact information? As I mentioned, we'll invite Kim Wheeler and the folks from the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership on our show each week in the weeks ahead. Anything for you to add?
If you want more information about this in general, it will be rolled out hopefully very soon in the next few days in Lewisburg. We are working on that. You can reach Lewisburg Neighborhoods at lewisburgneighborhoods.org. Downtown Partnership is lewisburgpa.com. And Lewisburg Borough is lewisburgborough.org online.
All right, Lewisburg Neighborhoods. Perfect. All right. Thank you so much, Samantha. Very much appreciated. Thanks for all the information, for checking in. We have you scheduled next Thursday, so we'll get an update on all these important topics. Plus, I'm sure you'll have some more information to pass along. Thank you, Samantha.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Do appreciate
Bye-bye.
That. Samantha Pearson, Lewisburg Neighborhood Corporation, Elm Street Manager, Walk It, Bike It Coordinator, Radio Free Lewisburg. Very much interested in keeping everybody safe in Lewisburg.